Mystery Jeff on 92.9 The Beat.
It's Random Word Generator Saturday night. All the kids are talking about it. Stick around if you don't know what that means.
Mystery Jeff on 92.9 The Beat.
Okay, words are generated randomly through this website. The internet has brought us many great things, and this isn't one of them, but it's one of the things they brought. All right, so I click on this website, and then it gives me a new word, and I'm gonna talk about it now. Okay, I'm going to take this word, which is ragged. Ragged. Ragged's a good word. It's one of those words where it looks like it'd just be the ragged. Ragged. You know what I mean? But like Raggedy Ann, Raggedy Andy. I have a six-year-old. Here's something I don't understand, you guys. Okay. I want to be very conscientious of not making my... I have two sons. I don't want to make them into macho guys who have this sense of like, this is a girl thing to do, this is a guy thing to do. I'm not going to do the girl thing because that's for girls. I really don't want to raise kids that way. It's very interesting to me how my son, who's six, has already decided what stuff is for girls and what stuff is for boys. Like, clearly... Like an old classic, he's like, My Little Pony, that's for girls. Yuck, I don't want that, Dad. But I would love it if he played with dolls, right? Aren't action figures just dolls? They're all playing with dolls. They need some sort of small human representation because they're just playing. They're making up things. So one is for girls and one is for boys just because they're floppy or not? Come on. All I'm saying is somehow it gets in there pretty early. Pretty early. I don't know how. The media, right? Probably the media. Well, you don't have anything to blame. Just blame the media. Thanks a lot, the media.
Mystery Jeff on 92.9 The Beat.
Hey, it's Mystery Jeff. My voice is kind of sexy today because of Christmas and getting sick. Just that Christmas sickness. But I feel like I sound sexier. Stick around.
Mystery Jeff on 92.9 The Beat.
Hey, guys, it's me, Mystery Jeff. You may notice my voice is a little... hoarser than usual. And you know how you just get that Christmas sickness? I got one of those. But the good news is that my voice is now considerably more sexy than usual, which is to say that normally my voice isn't sexy at all. So I want to try for you things that might actually sound sexy to a woman coming from a man's sexy voice. Okay, you ready? Can I help you unload the dishwasher? Would you like a neck rub? I put the dogs in, so you don't have to. Hey, I made the kids lunches last night. Just thought I'd do it. Here's some flowers for you, just because. Hey, have you lost weight? Those don't count. Those don't work. Let's see. What else is there? I'm going to start being more, how do you say... open with my feelings. I've started going to a therapist so I can have access to my feelings more. I'd love to take you out tonight. Your choice. Where would you like to go? I threw out my dirty old underwear. All right, I can't even be sexy at all.
Mystery Jeff on 92.9 The Beat.
Hey, it's Saturday night, the Saturday after New Year's, the one where there's nothing going on. What are you guys up to?
Mystery Jeff on 92.9 The Beat.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Mystery Jeff here. It's Saturday night, the most boring Saturday of all the Saturdays, the Saturday after New Year's. If anyone plans anything on this night, no one's coming to it. Maybe you're on your way to a party right now. I don't know. But most people are at home watching Netflix, maybe a little bit of chilling, watching Hulu. Crackle, watching HBO Go, HBO Now, HBO. So here's my thing. If you're going to a party right now, when you get there, talk to the person that's organizing the party, the get together, and say, hey, this is the worst weekend for this. You got to change this up. It's not working. You need to do this any other weekend, or unless the party is, hey, we're just going to chill and talk about how sick we were over the holidays, like me. We're going to talk about the presents that we got, our families. Maybe that's what it is. It's a talking about families party. If that's the case, I'm all for it. Go have fun.
Mystery Jeff on 92.9 The Beat.
Hey, did you hear about the cute puppies? the cute puppies that were saved from the puppy orphanage fire? That's called a tease, even if it's not true.
Mystery Jeff on 92.9 The Beat.
All right, here we go. Hi, everybody. Random word generator, Mystery Jeff from the Mystery Hour. Saturday nights on Ozarks Fox. No, it's real. It's on there. It really is. All right, here we go. My word this time is silver. Silver. Golly. Can you imagine if you were silver? If you were the hard metal silver and there was always gold just lording it over you? Like, silver's just, you're always second place? You know what I'm talking about? Also, what's the difference between silver and gray? Just shininess? Silver's just gray that's been buffed? Silver, man. Think about, like, your silver-haired friends. See, I'm 40. A lot of guys my age have started getting just a little bit of gray hair, speckled throughout. And it looks good. I don't get it. My hair's like a dishwater blonde already. I might have gray hairs and don't even know it. But it's weird because with beards, now that everyone has beards, you see a lot more gray hair. And you're like, oh, I didn't realize you were old enough for gray hair. Probably not. You get gray hair in your beard faster, you know? So gray is just a not buffed silver. Silver is just wishing it was gold. Here's the point, everybody. Be who you are and be happy with who you are. Don't try to be somebody else. Silver, you're going to be fine. You're second place. At least you're not bronze. Just be silver. And gray, it doesn't matter what you could be if you're buffed. You are who you are now. And gold, lay off everybody, man. It's making you look bad.
Mystery Jeff on 92.9 The Beat.
Hey, my voice is kind of raw, kind of hoarse from that, you know, the holiday sickness. But it's okay because it's made me sound sexier.
Mystery Jeff on 92.9 The Beat.
Hey, guys, it's me, the guy with the sexy voice. He got by being sick over the holidays. You know, just a little bit of sick. So your voice is still there, but you're a little sexy. Does that mean that when we think someone's sexy, when they have a sexy voice, it means we like people that are kind of sick? Hey, I bet your stools are loose. Listen to that guy. I bet his stools are loose. All right. Since I don't get a sound like this very often, I did the one segment like this already. But I want to end tonight with things that sound sexy, sound actually sexy to women, using my sexy voice. Okay, here we go. Hey, girl. I folded the laundry without you asking. I know you've had a hard day. I thought maybe I could rub your feet and just stop there without any assumption of anything more. Oh, hey, you know how we often sweep the floors, but we rarely mop the floors? Girl, I mopped the floors while you were gone. Yeah. Yeah. Hey, I noticed you were low on gas, so I filled up your gas at the gas station for you. You know what, girl? I feel like I've been talking too much. I want to spend tonight just listening to you. I want to hear about all the goings on at your work. Tell me who's frustrating you. What's your boss been doing? I want to listen. I want to listen to you, girl. 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 I went ahead and organized your makeup. Is that a thing? I went ahead and organized your makeup for you. Because I know you hate doing that. I don't know if that's a thing. Hey, girl. I made the bed the way you like it. Not the way I usually do it, but the way you like it. Where I pull it up nice and taut. Yeah. Hey. I sprayed the air freshener when I left the bathroom earlier. Just for you. I thought about it. I thought you might like that. All right, there you go. Things that sound actually sexy to women from a man's mind. That might not be accurate, what I said, all those things.
Mystery Jeff on 92.9 The Beat.
Aw, yeah, it's our lucky Saturday night. It's Random Word Generator Saturday night. I pick a word from randomwordgenerator.net and go off of that.
Mystery Jeff on 92.9 The Beat.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. It's Saturday night. Tomorrow is Sunday. All right, here we go. Random Word Generator is a website. It just gives you random words. I'm going to take one and roll with it. This one is forecast. Forecast. Here's the deal. Forecast. Of course, that makes me think of weather forecasters, meteorologists. Remember back when meteorologists or like weather people didn't necessarily know anything about weather? Now they're all like scientists. That's probably good. If you meet a scientist plus like have good enough bone structure and teeth to be on television, I'll hand it to you. But the problem is we don't hand it to meteorologists. We're only ever mad at them. And yet, they're the only occupation where we tell them, predict the future. Our expectation is that you're going to be able to predict the future for days from now. And then when it doesn't happen, we're going to be mad at you. So I want to take this opportunity, this Saturday night, I want you to be reflective and think about it. Think about the meteorologists that come to mind when I say the word meteorologist. You know, give them a little bit of grace. Okay? Also, watch where you're going. It might be raining. Who knows? No one knows.
Mystery Jeff on 92.9 The Beat.
We're generating random words. It's Saturday night. We're generating random words on Saturday night. Stick around.
Mystery Jeff on 92.9 The Beat.
Hey, the random word generator is in full effect tonight. Hey, it's me, Mystery Jeff, from the Mystery Hour. It's a television show that I swear is real. All right, here we go. I take a random word generator. I hit generate random new words. And it gives me five to choose from. I choose from one, and then I go. All right, here we go. Let's go with lick. 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 All right. So I grew up with dogs, as many of you did. And my neighbor's dog, he'd lay down and it would just lick all over your face. I remember being like, oh, this is awesome. It's so funny. And I'd let it lick my face. I can't believe I ever did that because that's gross. Like an occasional dog lick? Adorable. A dog that licks all the time? No. I'm sorry. If you have a dog that licks all the time, I'm not coming to your house. No one is. No one is. Because you kind of like it, but you have a special bond with that dog. We don't have. It's just wetness coming from inside of an animal, outside of them, and touching you. You think about it that way, right? Because the tongue's a weird thing. The tongue's a weird thing. We use it to talk. I'm using it right now. I can also use it to help me eat, I guess, and to taste. It can talk and taste. And then also I can French kiss my wife. That sounds grosser when you're an adult to say that, French kiss. When you're 12, it's like, ooh, I Frenched her. Now it's like, what are you doing? Because the tongue, man, let's mostly use it for talking and tasting. That's our agreement together, all of us. We aren't going to go to your house and let your dog lick us. We're going to stop licking each other so much. There are times that call for it. I'll be honest, there are. But like, all right, for the most part, let's just use it for talking. It's a pact. All right, we've made a pact.
Mystery Jeff on 92.9 The Beat.
Hey guys, Saturday night. The most boring Saturday night of the year. The Saturday night after New Year's. What are you doing? How are you rocking the boat here? Let's chat.
Mystery Jeff on 92.9 The Beat.
All right. Random word generator. Saturday night. Man, have you guys got the t-shirt yet? Go to www.www.org and get your random word generator t-shirt. All right, here we go. Oh, let's say, okay, here's my word. Scintillating. The word is scintillating, which is a great word for like, ooh, exciting. Scintillating. There are certain words that sound great coming off the tongue. Seinfeld used to say salsa. Salsa, it just sounds good to say. There's lots of other words that just sound good to say. Like usually they don't have the hard G's, like gork. That's a bad word. Hard G and a K, F. So like Frank. Frank is very hard. Now, I've got my sexy voice tonight because I'm feeling kind of sick. You can't say like, hello ladies, my name is Frank. Maybe you can. That sounded kind of sexy. Hello ladies, my name is Gork. I'm here to show you the time of your life. Come with me in the Gorkmobile. Let's Gork. Let's Gork out of here. Hey, I'm Gork. Gork sounds like a real jerk. Do not get into a car with Gork. Hey, Gork here. I noticed your windows were unlocked. Get out of here, Gork. Gork, go home. Gork. Gork, go. Hey, ladies. Do you mind if I just kind of stand near you and smell your hair? Gork, get out of here. Gork, go home. No one wants you, Gork. All right, fine. I'll just go home in my Gorkmobile, in my Gork pad. You guys are gonna miss out. Gork out, and he throws a big smoke bomb. I don't know if that worked.
Mystery Jeff on 92.9 The Beat.
Random word generator Saturday night.
Mystery Jeff on 92.9 The Beat.
Random word generator Saturday night. It's the best five words in the English language. It's not, we're going to a party and things are going to be great. I don't even know how many words that is, but no one says that. Hey guys, you want to go to a party? It's going to be great. That's kind of there. Hey guys, we're going to a party. Things are going to be great. Let's go to this party. Things are going to be great. Things are going to be great at this party. All right. My randomly generated word is fail. Ooh, this is one of my favorite words, fail. Yes, I definitely have a fear of failure. I don't know about you out there driving your car or huddled around your radio. If you have a fear of failure, I certainly do. It motivates me too much. I've also learned through failing that maybe it's not so bad and doesn't need to be feared. It's like we have this instinct where we're self-protective and we try to stop ourselves right away from these things that pop up. We're like, oh no, failure, don't want it. But then if you let it happen through no, maybe you don't want to try to fail, but maybe if you let it happen, it's not actually so bad. And then you're like, oh, why is this governing my life right now? Guys, I'm preaching to myself right now because yes, I've learned this lesson, but I have to learn it over and over. And I know you're listening to a top 40 radio station and somebody's giving you advice about failure, but that's the word that came up on the random generator. You see, here's the dilemma. I'm in the middle of this segment recognizing that I'm failing this segment right now. I'm failing it. It's not going well. No one's enthralled by this. No one's trying to keep the party going by listening to this. The Taylor Swift song that follows this is going to feel out of place now. But it's okay to fail because I've realized that. So now here I am failing right in front of your ears.